This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Pin Chasers, Anthony Peroni. I'm fortunate he's been a longtime fan of mine. We share the University of Miami connection. We talk often about Canes football. But I also talk to Anthony about how best to get my golfers at Todd Wright Tour events to come in to bowl and praise him on all the different promotions he has on a regular basis that are available at all three Pin Chasers locations. There's a breakfast bowl 7 days a week. There are late night specials 5 nights a week, every night except Friday and Saturday. If you love the cyber bowling concept, they do that at all three Pin Chasers. Throughout the summer, they did the summer camps. One time I went in there with JoeBucksFan.com to meet Anthony, and it was insane in a good way, with kids and chaperones all over the place having fun out of the heat, indoors, avoiding the late afternoon rain at Pin Chasers, birthday parties, league play, just a group outing. And the pizza is solid. PinChasers.net, or find Pin Chasers on Facebook, as they regularly update on a pretty much daily basis what their specials are. Thank you, Anthony Peroni. Visit PinChasers.net. Three locations in the Tampa Bay area. Also, I'd like to thank Full Torque Fitness. Daniel Shipman is as much of a part of Todd Wright Tour events as Anthony Peroni and Pin Chasers. Daniel comes out to the events, often with a colleague of his, with the full-size massage tables, and he offers pre-tournament stretching to get you stretched out for free, and you can ask any questions you want about what Daniel can do to improve your golf game. Basically, he's been telling me throughout these podcast mentions, just ask your listeners who play golf in the Tampa Bay area three questions. Do they experience lower back pain playing golf? Do they get tired playing golf? Do they feel like their hips are not working properly? If you answer yes to one, two, or three of those, Daniel can help you. And he offers not only one-on-one individualized training, but small group training as well. Talk to him about a Titleist Institute performance screen that helps identify your limitations and reduce or remove them. Visit FullTorqueFitness.com, FullTorqueFitness.com, or call Daniel. Trust me, he'd love to talk to you. I can't say enough about him as an individual. 727-351-5164. 727-351-5164, FullTorqueFitness.com. This episode of the Todd Wright Toddcast, just going to touch on a few things. I hope it won't take that long, but you've heard that from me before. First of all, I'm not a parent. A choice I made a long time ago, no regrets. That said, many of you are or have been parents, and you have gone through the experience of sitting next to a parent while you both watched their son or daughter play a sport. It's very commonly done. Many of my friends have kids. One kid I really like in particular, I'm just going to say his first name, kid named Calvin, who has picked up golf because I knew his mom for a while, and Calvin and I are going to play some golf over the Thanksgiving holiday when he's not in school. Calvin's a blast. I once went to watch him play Little League Baseball, and it was fun for me, so I get it, but I don't often do that. I had a very unique opportunity to sit next to the father of someone who was playing a sport on Sunday at Raymond James Stadium. I sat next to Larry Fitzgerald Sr. Now, here's the background on this. So, I don't go to a lot of Buccaneer home games. I'd rather be home monitoring all games at once from 1 to 4, which I can either do at home via NFL Network or the Red Zone. Or I can do it at the gym, watching NFL Network there while I'm on various cardio machines. Sometimes I am on the golf course for part of those games, but I want to follow what's going on everywhere. Still, it's nice to go and run into people you know or people that play in your golf tournaments. So for the last couple years, mid-season, I've gone to one game. Last year, it was the Browns game. This year, it was the Arizona game. And I spoke to the PR director of the Buccaneers, who was kind enough to credential me for the game. And I just said to him, didn't make a big deal out of it. There were open seats in the press box with no reserve name. And I said, may I take any open seat? And he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, or you can go here, here, here. And I said, but I can take any open seat. He's like, yeah, what do you got in mind? I said, right next to this man. He goes, do it. So I did. So I was there, and Mr. Fitzgerald came, and he sat down. And I did not initiate conversation. I simply wanted to sit next to him. I felt there would be some natural things he would say, or that would be said among the people. I was in front of Arizona Cardinals PR, and there was limited back and forth. He did comment that the last time he was in the building, he was watching his son play in a Super Bowl. And if you remember, late in Super Bowl 43, Fitzgerald had a catch and run right down the middle of the field that at the time put Arizona in front late in the game. And many thought the Arizona Cardinals were going to win the Super Bowl that year with Kurt Warner as the head coach and Ken Wisenhunt was – I'm sorry, Kurt Warner as the quarterback, Ken Wisenhunt as the head coach. Didn't happen. Pittsburgh came back down the field. Big Ben to Santonio Holmes. Did he get his toes down? Didn't he get his toes down? Call on the field was a touchdown. It stood. Steelers win another Super Bowl. It was just, it was cool. Maybe that's an overused term. Maybe it's a cliche term, but it was just cool because I have a lot of respect for Mr. Fitzgerald as I do his son. They both have had stellar careers from everything I've ever heard or gathered about them, and it's not like I've done a ton of research. They're good people. And I told him that as I left. I left the game a little early so I could come home and watch the end of all the games. I wished him a good trip. And I also just said to him how much I appreciated and admired him and his son for how good of people they were. And he thanked me for that. Good enough for me. Again, so some of you go to these Little League games or high school games or whatever, and you sit next to a parent watching their kids play. I did that too. But the kid playing was a Hall of Famer in Larry Fitzgerald, and I was sitting next to his father, who was a longtime sports reporter in Minneapolis. All right, off the Bucks thing, and it was something I actually realized on watching the Thursday night game when the Raiders beat the Chargers that did not get a lot of attention in the Tampa Bay area. So for those of you nationally, you were probably aware of this, but I just want to shed some light on it for that significant percentage. It's under 50%, but it's significant, that are always looking for excuses why the Bucks don't win and their lame excuses. One of the excuses that was used prior to the season beginning and certainly during the most recent road trip was that the Bucks got hosed by the National Football League in going 49 days between home games at Raymond James Stadium. They had a designated home game in London, but they would not play a true home game in the first half of the season for 49 days. And by the time that road trip ended, the Bucks were 2-6, and the season is essentially over. And there are a percentage of Bucks fans who point at that as a significant reason why the Bucks season is lost. Well, the Raiders had their first two games at home this year. They beat the Broncos, and then they lost to the Chiefs. And then guess what? I'm going to walk you through the rest of their schedule. Week 3, they were at the Vikings. They lost by 20. Week 4, they were at the Colts. They won by 7. Week 5, they went to London. They beat the Bears. They get the bye week after London. That's 4 straight weeks they go without playing a true home game. Then they went to Green Bay, lost 42-24. Then they went to Houston, the game where Deshaun Watson got kicked in the eye and still threw a touchdown pass. They lost 27-24. And then they came home and played on Sunday, November 3rd, against the Lions and won 31-24. The exact same number of days between home games in your home stadium that the Buccaneers had. And the pattern was similar. There was a London game, there was a week off after the London game, but then back on the road. Did the Bucs cover more miles by traveling once to LA and once to Seattle on their trip in addition to London? Well, let's see how. Probably. Raiders went to Minnesota, Central Time Zone. Went to Indy, Central Time Zone, fringe of Eastern Time Zone, with the way Indiana does things. Then London. Then Green Bay, Central Time Zone. Then Houston, Central Time Zone. Okay. I mean, none of those are short trips for the Raiders. That's actually kind of interesting how they were in the Wisconsin Central Time Zone, right? Yeah, I believe so. How all of their games were in one time zone other than London. Interesting, unless Indy was on Eastern Time. All right, I don't want to get into that. Point being, the Raiders are in playoff contention. They overcame that road trip. They knew well in advance they would be playing those games in that sequence. Maybe just John Gruden and his staff and his players were more prepared to do it. So Bucs fans, using the fact that the NFL screwed them on the schedule, doesn't hold up. Raiders did essentially the same thing, and they are in playoff contention in the AFC. All right, let's move on to one more as it relates to Colin Kaepernick. As I record this podcast at just before 9 p.m. on Wednesday night, really over the past 24 hours, there has been news that Colin Kaepernick will have an NFL-arranged workout for NFL teams on Saturday at the Falcons Complex, which I believe is in Flowery Branch, Georgia. The needle is swinging back and forth on this. Michael David Smith on ProFootballTalk.com wrote this evening that is the workout a sham. It seems like every key reporter covering every NFL team now has their editors or bosses breathing down their neck to find out if a representative of the team and a significant representative of the team will be present at the workout. Now, to assume that all 32 teams will be represented at the workout is probably going too far. But it's clear that the NFL is trying to do something for Colin Kaepernick here. I think they see how many backup quarterbacks have started games in the NFL this year. And I agree with some who are writing that, you know, when Kaepernick settled on that collusion case, it did not preclude him from filing another one. Since that case was settled and Kaepernick got his settlement, he has not played in the National Football League. He has turned down opportunities to play in the Alliance and apparently has no interest in playing in the XFL either. So perhaps the NFL is worried that another collusion settlement is coming, and they simply want to go out of their way to say, we're going to do everything we can to show off your talents, feature you, and get a team to sign you. I honestly wonder if Roger Goodell is going to call in a favor here, because there are a number of teams in the NFL who click one or two of the following boxes. One, they're not going to the playoffs this year. Two, they have quarterback questions. So among those teams, would Roger Goodell call in a favor to one of those teams that fits the criteria and basically say, can you sign this guy for the rest of the year? And then come week 16 and or week 17, can you put him in? Use the excuse that, well, he's been out of organized football for a while, so it's going to take a while for him to get up to speed. But then come week 16, week 17, with what would otherwise be a meaningless game for the team that signs him, put him in. Because guess how many eyeballs would be on that game? It's over the holidays when people want to watch football. And they don't care if it's a meaningless game or not. They're watching football. It's why these meaningless bowl games get good ratings every year too. So Goodell would accomplish to the mainstream media and people who don't know a thing about the NFL but love this Colin Kaepernick story, and Colin Kaepernick would be out there playing. I think Goodell's going to call him the favor. Or he could. And if you're saying, well, when else has Goodell ever done this? He did it with Michael Sam out of Missouri. He called in a favor to the Rams. The Rams were trying to move to L.A. There was a lot of back and forth. I and many think Goodell called in that favor. Draft him so we can show it on live television. We can show we have no issue with the sexuality choice of a particular player, pick him, play him, give him an opportunity. Sam did nothing in the NFL. Just my opinion on what might be going on here. Goodell might want to call in a similar favor just to make sure there isn't another lawsuit from Colin Kaepernick against the NFL for excluding him and not giving him a chance. And if he goes on national television in week 16, week 17, even on a shitty team, and he doesn't play well, the league can say, well, he had his opportunity. Let's see what happens in the offseason. And then the lawsuit, a second lawsuit, wouldn't have as much teeth. There's a lot of moving parts with this. I still think there's a chance by Saturday this workout never happens. But that's where I stand on it at roughly 9 p.m. on Wednesday night. We'll see. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Pin Chasers. Visit pinchasers.net or find them on Facebook. They have three locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, 6816 Gale Boulevard in Zephyr Hills, 4847 North Armenia in Midtown Tampa, 5555 West Hillsborough Avenue. 50 lanes at Midtown, 40 lanes at West Hillsborough, 32 lanes in Zephyr Hills. Again, pinchasers.net. And remember, fulltorquefitness.com, fulltorquefitness.com, or you can call Daniel Shipman at 727-351-5164. If you get tired playing golf, if you suffer back pain playing golf, If you feel like your hips are not working properly when you swing a golf club, Daniel Shipman can help you. Visit fulltorquefitness.com or simply sign up for a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament and ask him questions in person as he stretches you for free before you go out and play in my event. He's at every one of them. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.